You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Hi, everyone. Debbie Laux here to share more of Monty's concepts and wisdom about the trust and insight we can learn from horses and apply to our own lives. Welcome to this 13th chapter reading from Horse Sense for People by Monty Roberts. Before we begin this chapter, I'd like you to meet a little boy named Harry. At just 4 years old, Harry taught a lesson that applies as much to families as it does to horses. The story you're about to hear explores what happens when we replace frustration with understanding, and when we make the conscious choice to spend more meaningful time with those that we love. The blackboard system became a simple but powerful tool for helping Harry succeed, but its real message is much larger. It reminds us that attention is one of the most valuable currencies we have, and that the relationships we nurture today shape the people and the world that we leave behind tomorrow.
The Trouble with Harry. In March of 1978, I had about 60 head of two-year-olds in training at the Hollywood Park Racetrack, Inglewood, California. This is one of the roughest urban areas in the Los Angeles Basin. Situated in the middle of the urban sprawl, the racetrack is a beautiful oasis with a 20-acre infield landscaped with lawns, flower beds, and two sizable lakes. Work at Hollywood Park starts each day before sunup. Because training is restricted to a 4-hour period between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m., one must maintain a rigorous schedule, or you simply can't complete your work. My horses were going out in sets of 8, and I rode a horse along with them so I could assess the performance of my equine students. Hollywood Park provides an overseer. He's in charge of all the activities. He enforces the rules and sees to it that horses and people conduct themselves in the safest way possible. He rides a highly trained horse so that he can catch and bring under control any thoroughbred that might unseat his rider and run uncontrollably on the race course. I've always had the greatest respect for these men. They work hard and risk injury every day to assist trainers, riders, and horses. In 1978, the outrider in question was called Jim. I arrived on one particular morning with my first set of horses and sat beside Jim while my horses went about their workout. "Good morning, Jim."
"Good morning, Monty."
"I've been waiting for you," he said.
"I hear that you work a lot with kids."
"And I've got one that's driving me crazy. His name is Harry, and he's 4 years old. He's just plain mean. Not even 5 yet, and he's already tried to kill 2 of our neighbor's children. I keep a gun in the house, and he got a hold of it, chasing one of the neighbor's kids, while trying to make the thing work, but just couldn't figure it out. Yesterday he found a broken beer bottle and cut another playmate because he was angry over a game of marbles. Harry hits his mother constantly and even uses foul language toward me. My wife and I have spanked him many times, but it just doesn't seem to do any good. I think I'm raising a serial killer or something. Is there any way that you can help me?"
Wow. I have to tell you that I sat there for a minute, feeling as though the blood had gone cold inside of me. The very thought of a 4-year-old expressing this kind of anger and aggression was sobering, to say the least. I spent the balance of the morning explaining to Jim the blackboard system. After 10 o'clock, we drove 6 or 8 miles to where he lived. It was a mobile home park, and these vehicles were placed in a very close proximity. I doubt if anybody knew how many children were in residence in this mini community, but I can tell you that there were plenty. I met Harry, and while he seemed relatively normal during our 1-hour visit, I noticed that he was very rough on the family dog. While observing him in a small yard in the rear of the house, I saw him attempt to hit a cat on top of the fence with a stone.
For more than 80 years, Monty Roberts has studied one question: how can we communicate with horses in a way they understand? Today, that lifetime of knowledge is available through Equus Online University, With more than 900 lessons, you'll learn everything from join up and groundwork to problem solving, trailer loading, long lining, and building confidence with your horse. Learn at your own pace, revisit lessons whenever you like, and bring Monty's methods into your daily work with horses. Visit MontyRobertsUniversity.com. Because if you listen to your horse will listen to you. Every horse owner knows that training happens between the rides as much as during them. The work we do with our horses asks a lot of their bodies. That's why recovery matters. At the Monty Roberts International Learning Center, we've incorporated the Dry Me Solarium into our horse care program, the soothing infrared that helps promote circulation, relaxation, and recovery while providing horses with a quiet moment to unwind. It's one more way that we can support our horses and help them feel their best. To learn more, visit drymeusa.com, drymeusa.com, and use promo code MONTY1 for savings on your purchase, because great horsemanship doesn't end when the ride is over.
I met Harry's mother, and I must say that I sensed a strong feeling of desperation within her. She told me in private, while Jim was on the telephone, that she felt that her husband's hours had a great deal to do with the child's anger. Jim left the house at 3:30 each morning. He normally returned around 11 a.m., got something to eat, and took a nap. At 4 o'clock, he would rise, go back to the track, and feed and care for his horses. Quite often, she would not see him until 11 or midnight. He would get involved with his buddies during the evening chore time, and about 4 nights a week, he'd end up at a local watering hole. He spent very little time with Harry, she told me, and Harry asked a lot of questions about where his father was. The following morning, I approached Jim and made a fairly strong attempt to get him to understand the value of spending time with Harry. I explained it was my belief that it would be the primary solution to the problems of this little boy. I became just as interested in helping Jim improve his life as helping Harry. Jim did follow through, and he set up, under my supervision, one of the best blackboard procedures I've ever seen. He was very innovative in the selection of his consequences, and the results were virtually immediate. It was the fourth day of the program when I rode out onto the track and met Jim, who had a big smile on his face. "You won't believe this kid of mine," he said. "He's going so positive. I can't believe it." Jim told me that Harry had come to him the night before and said, "Give me some more contacts, Daddy. I want some more contacts." "He doesn't even get the word right," Jim said, "but I can't believe how well the contracts are working with him." Jim explained to me that Hollywood Park had stocked the two lakes in the infield with bass about 8 years before. He said there were some really big trophies in there, and that the fish population had become much higher than they wanted, so he easily obtained permission for he and his son to fish there. Jim said to me, "I set up some pretty tough consequences, but I gave him a chance to go fishing. He caught 2 fish last night and has fallen in love with the sport." About 6 weeks later, and just the day before I was to leave Hollywood Park and return to Flag Is Up, Jim came to me and thanked me, saying that Harry was a totally different child. He was still intense and filled with energy, but he had now turned it to a positive direction. Harry was fishing very well now, and with his own rod, which he used very skillfully. He was learning to ride a horse, and they had gone on hikes together in the mountains to the north of Los Angeles. Jim went on to tell me that his son was so positive now that in order to complete the contracts, he had to spend virtually every evening with Harry. His wife had begun making picnic suppers and bringing them to the track along with Harry. When he had finished caring for the horses, they would go to the infield for a little fishing trip. While Harry fished quite seriously, Jim spent time with his wife helping to set out their dinners. Jim came to the realization that he was under the influence of an alcohol habit that had gradually taken him over in the previous 5 years. This effectively had taken him away from his family. "I'm going to meetings now," he said, "and getting some counseling. I can't figure out whether I saved Harry or Harry saved me and my marriage."
We are grateful that this episode is brought to you by our title sponsor, Dry Me Solarium, helping horses feel their best with therapeutic infrared technology trusted by professional barns around the world. Visit dryme.usa.com and use the promo code MONTY1 for $150 off your purchase. And by our show sponsor, MontyRobertsUniversity.com, the most comprehensive place anywhere to learn Monty Roberts' concepts and methods of nonviolent horsemanship. For details about today's show, go to horsemanshipradio.com, where you can find links and photos and more information about our guests. We love connecting with our listeners, so please follow us on Facebook under facebook.com/Monty Roberts and Instagram, Instagram.com/Monty_Roberts. Be sure to visit all the other great shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. Until next time, have many happy horse hours.